Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, McConnell's on the floor of the Senate begging for more money for Ukraine. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee thinks the moon is made of gases. I always thought it was made of cheese, but what are you going to do? And, yes, Trump is beating Biden in the polls, despite the fact that he remains the most primary threat to freedom and democracy, according to Joe Biden. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it very, very much. We have a lot to talk about. And I don't want you to miss the event two nights from now with Dom Giordano and Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul. You know, I hope what we've been talking about the last hour, for example, about the battle, you know, National Public Radio and their team Natural Origin and battling the lab leak theory and the media. Senator Rand Paul battled COVID, battled Fauci. I mean, literally, he had COVID, battled Fauci, battled vaccine mandates, battled the NIH, battled all these people. And he's going to sit down with Dom Giordano Thursday night and talk about it over politics and pints. You should join them. And tickets are almost out, but you can get yours by going to 1210wpht.com. And hear from the senator. You get a copy of his book, too, which is really good. Really, really excellent. Excellent book. And I highly recommend it. You have to think about the question of trust. And, you know, I think the last several years have been eye-opening for a lot of us in terms of what we've believed. And I've changed. I think it's safe to say I've changed in the sense of I used to have a BS meter where I used to think BS about most things. Now I'm pretty much at everything where my immediate reaction to almost everything is now that's BS. So I've changed in that respect. I guess I've gotten more cynical, you know, like pre-COVID, I was sort of the mindset of like, ah, come on, that's BS, right? Come on. Now I'm like, that's completely BS. Stop it already. That's the change that I've experienced. And a big part of that is because I was called a conspiracy kook for so many years. I still am. I mean, every now and then I get somebody who calls me that and it makes me chuckle. Gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Because I mean, I was right the whole time, but it's okay. Even though I like being right, I do. I enjoy it. What makes me happy is the fact that we were right and we didn't stop pushing the truth. And that's why I'm happy, not just because I'm right, but because we didn't stop pushing the truth. We could have. There's always this point where you're going down a road You know, and they scream conspiracy and they scream, they say, oh, you're going to sound like Alex Jones. You know, you're going to sound like InfoWars. And there's this, always this area where people go, I don't want to go in that direction. So let me do a hard turn the other way and embrace what the intelligentsia is offering so I don't sound like a conspiracy guy. The truth is that the reason why they do that is because nobody likes to be called a conspiracy nut, or used to like to be called that. They didn't like that, you know, in the past. Nowadays, I think we're all so immune to it. I think we're just so used to it by now. And then almost a badge of honor to turn around and go, I think that there's more to the story than what you're telling us. I think there's more. I think you've lost our trust. And I don't think we can just believe what you say. So you gotta verify it before I'll even consider trusting you. COVID's a great example of that. I mean, the story that I talked about yesterday a little bit was how they changed the numbers regarding kids who died of COVID. They changed the numbers on that, and they told us at the time that they justified closing schools and all of this because, well, you know, kids could die and we don't want kids to die and all the other thing. Turns out no kids died of COVID. We knew that, but they lied to us and they manipulated the data. Now they come out and they change the data, but they go, oh, we just had like a data input error. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. We're inputting the data wrong. It's all good. No, it's not. It's BS. And that's the truth. It was BS. Sage Steele had to do a forced interview with the president of the United States of America. And the only way she could do it is if she agreed to ask the questions that they gave her. And the only way she would do it, or she could do it, was if that they agreed that the president would get the answers to those questions. Because they don't trust Biden's ability to go out there and talk to the media. We know that because they play orchestra music to drown him out. We know that because he would not sit down and do a Super Bowl interview. I doubt Nora O'Donnell was going to agree to sit down and just take questions that the White House had in advance. I don't think she would do that. I think that because one day the truth came out, it would destroy her reputation. And so that's probably the reason why the Super Bowl interview never happened. I'm guessing. You know, I don't know for sure, but that would be my guess of it. We know why they didn't do the Super Bowl interview the year that Fox had it, obviously. Joe Biden can only do these things if they're scripted. You see him at press conferences. He calls in a reporter. That reporter stands up, and Joe Biden has the question in front of him, and the answer's right there, too. There's nothing off script. Everything is scripted because the guy cannot answer questions. Here's a little bit of Sage Steele, formerly of ESPN. Bold truth teller. I really like her.
For a wonderful day in sports, opening day for America's national pastime.
This was about 2 months after he took office. That was an interesting experience in its own right because it was so structured. And I was told, you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script and go to the word. Like every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many executives, editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much, this is what you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups. Next. I knew that this was a lot bigger than just the wonderful editors that I worked with. This went up to the fourth floor, as we said, that were all the bosses, the top executives, the decision makers are the president of our company, the CEO, where they all worked. The big picture to me is that I think it's heartbreaking. I think it's really heartbreaking that the people who love Joe Biden and say they truly care about him have allowed it to get to this point. So I'm not even looking at this from a political angle or my beliefs in anything. This is the human side of it. And when someone is struggling, we allow them to continue to be in the spotlight and put them out there in the first place when they knew there were issues. Of course, they had to know. So it's a humanity thing with me where I don't care where anyone stands and what they vote in for or who they believe in. Do you really care about that person?
See, it's all got to be scripted because the corporations want Joe Biden there because he's good for them. He's good for business. He's good for the swamp. Not business in terms of business for America, but in terms of the liberals who run these corporations, they want Biden. They don't want Trump in there, and they're going to help protect him, and they continue to do so. because a lot of these people are driven by ideology and they have a lot of money, so they don't really care if you're struggling. Now, I heard earlier today that most Americans right now are at a position where they can't even make the minimum payment on their credit cards, for example, the minimum payment. That's how bad it's getting for many Americans. You're not getting any debt relief. They're only giving student loan debt relief. I'll talk about that more, but they don't care about you. And these people in their newsrooms, the executives, all the suits, they got plenty of money. They don't care about you. They don't care about the economy. What they care about is pushing an ideological agenda. That's the truth. That's what they want to do. It's what they want to do at NPR. The guy who's the CEO of NPR gets paid millions of dollars a year. Millions of dollars. And as the CEO of NPR, he starts pushing this agenda. The agenda that they're pushing at National Public Radio. For example, they had all kinds of different things that were the decisions over there. And they were told all of which they had to say and how they would have to do it. He said there's an unspoken consensus about the stories we would pursue and how they should be framed. It's frictionless. One story after another about instances of supposed racism, transphobia, signs of the climate apocalypse, Israel doing something bad, and the dire threat of Republican policies. That's their mandate at NPR. That's what they have to do every day. Every day they have to go out there and talk about those things. Every day. The mindset prevails in choices about language. In a document called NPR Transgender Coverage Guidance, disseminated by News Management, we're asked to avoid the term biological sex. The editorial guidance was prepared with the help of a former staffer of the National Center for Transgender Equality. The mindset animates bizarre stories on how the Beatles and bird names are racially problematic. The bird name story was great. We had fun with this, and it was, and we played a little bit of the NPR story at the time, but yeah, birds are racist, basically. And this is the story from NPR. I'll just share a little bit with you. Our relationship with nature often begins with a name. It's an introduction that tells us something about an animal, like spotted turtle, gray tree frog, or yellow-bellied sapsucker. In many cases, that creature's name is not a window into its natural history, but a remnant of our own. But America, trying to come to terms with a complicated racial past by changing the names of institutions ranging from military bases to baseball teams, and now the effort is underway to change the name of birds. This is an actual story. See, I can't really do an NPR voice because I'd have to be much more monotone, I guess. I'll try it a little bit better. There's Wilson's Warbler and Swanson's Warbler and Kirtland's Warbler. You've got Nuttall's Woodpecker, Cassin's Vireo, Cassin's Auklet, and then there's Butler's Sparrow and Bachman's Sparrow. And people behind the names of those birds, turns out they're white. Turns out many of them may have had racist views. So now we have to change the names of the birds. See, I could never be on NPR. There's no way. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Can't do it. But it goes on. They would do stories to justify looting. They would do stories that crime is racist. They would do stories that that the Israel-Hamas war and its spillover onto streets and campuses, they have to view it through the intersectional lens. Intersectional lens. What does that mean? It means that the Palestinians are the oppressed. Israel is the oppressor. That's how NPR has to report on that story. That's what NPR has to do. That's how NPR has to push it out there. You know, there is a protest going on right now, as a matter of fact, in the Capitol. You know, they're shutting down, trying to shut down the Senate as they protest against Israel. There's a protest going on right now at the Dirksen Cafe, I was told by Big Dan, over at, what is that? Is that Dirksen's over, where is that? Temple, or is that the other one? What is it?
I have no idea.
Well, Dirksen Cafe, they're Big Dan told me they're interrupting Taco Tuesday with their protests over there. Just Google that for me, Dirksen Cafe. Which school is that? Is that Drexel or is that Temple? It's one of them. And all the pro-Palestinian lunatics are in there, and they're shutting down Taco Tuesday, which, by the way, sounds amazing, but incredibly racist. Carne Diablo, smoked coriander chicken, cilantro rice, pinto beans, sour cream, guacamole, salsa, jalapeno, lettuce, shredded cheddar, tacos or nachos. Does that not sound like a wonderful Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, you're getting me hungry, man.
Right? Where's Dirksen Cafe?
It looks like it's Drexel, but I think I misspelled it, and I'm not getting a very good
answer. They're shutting down Taco Tuesday with their protests, all right? But you have to understand, from NPR's land, these are brave people who are fighting for the oppressed, the Palestinians, against the evil Israel. That's how NPR views it. He says, this guy's worked there 25 years, and he wrote this piece. He says, what's happening there? Why is NPR telling people what to think? And he started to look at the voter registration of the newsroom in D.C., where NPR is headquartered. He found 87 registered Democrats working in the editorial positions and 0.0 Republicans. None. 87 of the people in the newsroom, in the editorial position, making all the decisions, telling them how to use the language, telling them what stories to put out and which ones to cover up, how to use terminology, how to cover for criminals and to justify looting and all the other nonsense. 100% are registered Democrats. None are registered Republicans. On May 3rd, 2021, he presented the findings at an all-hands editorial staff meeting. He suggested that they had a diversity problem at NPR. The reason why it was 87 Democrats and zero Republicans. He says the response I was met with was hostile. It was worse. It was met with profound indifference. I got a few messages from surprised, curious colleagues, but the messages were of the, oh, wow, that's weird variety. Nobody cared. In fact, even though he kept trying to push things, like on March 10th of 2022, for example, he wrote to a top news executive about the numerous times NPR described the controversial education bill in Florida as the Don't Say Gay bill, when the bill doesn't even use the word gay in it. Just think about that moment in American media history for just a moment, right? Just a moment. So we heard it was the Don't Say Gay bill, as if you said the word gay in Florida, you'd be arrested or you'd be shot or something. I don't know, fed to a crocodile, alligator, whatever the hell they have down there. Doesn't matter. The point is, the bill never said Don't Say Gay, but the media said it anyway. And NPR did. And he would ask the question to the editors, why do we keep saying this? He wrote another time saying, why do we keep using the word that Hispanics hate, Latinx? Why do we use that word, Latinx? Nobody actually talks that way. Why do we use that word? He started to bring up the fact of viewpoint diversity and how it was missing at National Public Radio, that there were no different viewpoints. And he got amazing pushback from people. He said, these are perilous times for news organizations. Last year, NPR laid off or bought off 10% of its staff, bought out 10% of its staff, and canceled four podcasts following a slump in advertising revenue. Our radio audience is dwindling and our podcast downloads are down from 2020. The digital stories on our website rarely have national impact. They aren't conversation starters. Our competitive advantage in audio, where for years NPR had no peer, is vanishing. There are plenty of informative and entertaining podcasts to choose from. Even within our diminished audience, he writes, there's evidence of trouble at the most basic level, trust. In February, the audience of NPR and the Insights team that looks into these things sent an email proudly announcing that NPR had a higher trustworthy score than CNN or the New York Times. But the research was hardly reassuring. It found that 3 in 10 audience members familiar with NPR said they associate NPR with the characteristic trustworthy. Only in a world where media credibility has completely imploded would 3 in 10 be something to boast about. So that's 30%, which where I come from, 30% is a failing grade. What happened at NPR? What happened is that NPR decided that they were going to be a leftist organization. They were going to push a leftist agenda. They were going to push a leftist narrative. You know why conservative talk radio survives? And this is something that I learned many, many years ago listening to Rush Limbaugh. It's because we are the alternative. There is no other alternative. I mean, there is nowadays on social media. I mean, more and more people now have their own podcasts and they have their own social media channels and those sort of things. But just in terms of the airwaves, right? The traditional airwaves. There's Fox News, there's Newsmax, there's, I guess, One American News, and then that's on TV. But on the radio, it's us, it's conservative talk radio, or it's NPR, and then it's all the news stations which are putting out the same corporate mainstream media message that you hear on ABC, NBC, CBS. You know, people ask me, why do I take the CBS newscast? I do it sometimes because I want to hear what they're talking about. And because it gives me content to bring up and go, did you hear what they just said? Did you hear what they just pushed out? My opinion is the only way we can ever win this battle that's going on in this country is if we can convince people that the corporate media in this country does nothing other than try to indoctrinate people. That's why even when I disagree with Bill Maher in many things, I play him, because Bill Maher is correct when he says that journalism in this country does not exist. These people are there to push a narrative. I'll give you another example. Mediaite reported on a story today that USA Today changed their headline after the Biden campaign yelled at them on a call. So the story is, USA Today changes Trump abortion headline after Biden campaign torpedoes them in a press call. And I'll tell you what the original version was and then what the changed version was when I get back. But this is exactly what I mean. This is exactly what I'm talking about. The media in this country is controlled by an ideological agenda. That's why they were so complicit in shutting down coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's why they were so complicit in shutting down the COVID lab leak story. That's why they were complicit in shutting down anybody who opposed vaccines or vaccine mandates or tried to point out the side effects. These people have an ideological agenda that they push every single day, every day. And USA Today just got caught here, so I'll share that with you in just a matter of moments. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. All right, listen, Natural Lawn of America is going to give you that greener, healthier lawn that is also safer for your family and pets. And if you want a lawn care company that you can trust, well, call my friends at Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. Their environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets to enjoy. And what I love is that Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and they have a satisfaction guarantee. So trust the leader in organic-based lawn care. Give them a call today. I've been using them for years. They will do a great job for your lawn. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, free seeding every year. That's right. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes. USA Today changing their headline because the Biden campaign was mad at them. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. And we have here now. So I was not good at science, for the record, Matt DeSantis. And I just want to say that I'm not a math guy either. It was pointed out to me yesterday that I kept saying 40 years till the next eclipse. It's 20.
Yeah.
The year 2044 is not in 40 years. In fact, it's only 20 years. Thank you to Susie for that. Not a math guy, not a science guy either. But I do know a couple things. For example, I know Guam can't capsize. I know islands can't capsize. I know that.
Hank Johnson didn't know that.
Hank Johnson did not know that. And I know what the moon is not made of. Sheila Jackson Lee, however, thinks differently. Here's a little audio of Sheila Jackson Lee discussing the moon.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Right.
Are the gases such that we could do that?
Yeah.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat.
Oh, is it?
It is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Oh.
The moon is more manageable.
I didn't know that.
And
hey,
you will see.
Sentence, I got to tell you, I didn't know that. I just booked a trip to the sun for July.
Oh, that's when the sun's at its hottest. You don't want to go July. You got to go like December or January.
Maybe I'll move it to Christmas break.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a trip to the moon Christmas break.
Yeah, it's too hot in July.
I had no idea the sun was hot. Did you know this? Like, this is breaking news on the show here today. Did you know? I did not.
I didn't. Yeah, I had no idea. And I didn't know that the moon was made out of gases. Either.
No, I thought cheese. Cheese was my first bet. Good camembert, perhaps. Maybe Cheese Whiz. Now, that's a goo, right? So the moon would have to be a hard cheese. Have to be a hard cheese, not a whiz.
Yeah.
Good cheddar. Good chunk of cheddar.
Yeah, that's what I think when I think the moon. I think cheddar.
Yeah, not gases, though, right?
Makes it difficult to land on, I would imagine, if there were nothing but gases.
Well, it would also be difficult to land on if it was cheese, because everybody would get off the ship and start eating it. Duh.
And world hunger.
And I mean, you'd get there, you'd be like, I've been on this trip. I'm starving. The helmet would come right off, and you start gnawing on the moon. You know what I mean?
Also, you want to learn the most disturbing fact?
Sure.
Related to this little incident, Sheila Jackson Lee actually served as a member of the Science Committee and was a ranking member on the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee.
Yeah, you have that in the note here, and I didn't believe it was true. I wasn't going to say that because I thought to myself, how could that possibly be true?
We are not sending our best to Washington.
Well, she did say on the floor of the House, she's a proud product of affirmative action. She said that in a speech. Greg Price posted that, as a matter of fact. So I don't know what they're teaching, but moon's made out of gases. Is there more to this lunacy?
There's a couple more seconds.
Here, back it up a little bit. So I just want the Scioli Army to let it sink in for them that the sun is really hot. I need you to take a minute, let it sink in, okay?
Not only that, if you go there, you're going to need those glasses from yesterday.
Good point.
To see anything, yeah.
Excellent point. And I just booked a trip on Costco Travel to this new resort on the sun, and the glasses are extra. You got to pay extra for the glasses. So I'm canceling that trip.
Can't shell out the $3?
I just refuse. I think it should be included with my resort fee that Joe Biden's trying to fight against. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. And sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle,
mm-hmm.
which is made up mostly of gases.
Mm.
And that's why the question The question is why.
Here's my question here is from now on, when people have a lot of gas and they just say, I'm full mooning today. On Taco Tuesday, for example, afterward, be like, full moon.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that already taken up by a different act of lowering your pants for the camera?
Oh, that's mooning.
Yeah.
I was just thinking gassy, but yeah, I guess you could. Full moon would be you take the pants off for the camera and you're gassy at the same time. That's the Sheila Jackson Lee method right there.
Heading to Urban Dictionary right now, I'm sure.
But now that you've let it sink in that the moon is gassy, and I mean, if you're made of cheese, you're going to be gassy. Just saying, for the record, dairy, you know, dairy can cause gas issues. I'm just pointing that out. But now I want you to hear this for the first time in your life. The sun, quite warm. Go ahead.
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Right.
Are the gases such that we could do that?
Yeah.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat.
Uh-huh.
It is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Mm. But not the sun. Is that what she's saying? We're not, no trips to the sun anytime soon?
I'm confused because now that I listen to it a third time,
yeah.
Is she suggesting that the moon has oxygen and can sustain human life? Is that what she was saying?
I think so. And I don't think it's just the gases that are the problem with living on the moon. I think it's also the temperature. I think it's a lot of different things.
So
but,
do you think she believes we've been to the moon before? You think she's she thinks Kubrick did it and it was all filmed on a soundstage if the whole thing's made of gas?
It's a great point. It's a great question. I don't know. It's an excellent point. We should ask her. So see if we can get Sheila Jackson Lee on the line. I want to ask her. Here's my question. Can the moon capsize like Guam? I think that Sheila Jackson Lee and Hank Johnson have the same science teacher. Is that possible?
It is possible. Not a very good one.
She served as the member of the science committee and the ranking member on the space and aeronautics subcommittee. Imagine that briefing paper she got. Congresswoman, so great to have you as the ranking member on the aeronautics and space committee. Here's a briefing on the sun. She goes, stop it right there. I just need to know one thing. Is it hot? Yes, Congresswoman, it's quite hot. Can we go near it? What? Can we go near the sun? No, Congresswoman, you don't get too close to the sun. Thank you. That's all I need to know. Briefing concluded. She shared that wisdom with America. I feel better about Congress today than I did 5 minutes ago.
She was almost mayor of Houston, too.
Which is ironic because that's where you have a problem if you're trying to land on the gassy moon and you get there and you go, holy cow, this thing's just gas. With nowhere to land. Houston, we have a problem.
The sun's too hot.
We're trying to land on the sun, and we're melting. Houston, got a little bit of a problem here. Would have been nice if you people told us the sun was freaking hot before we try to make this trip. Houston, this is Rover 1. Yeah, I'm trying to set down here, but this thing's freaking gas. There's nowhere to land. You idiots. So we're coming back. We're turning around. All right? Houston, we've got a big freaking problem here. That's a pile. You know, the movie with Tom Hanks, that's what that movie was about. They got to the moon and then found out it was gas. They couldn't land. Came back. Apollo 13.
I would like a deleted scene with Sheila Jackson Lee involved.
She gets the call.
Yeah.
As the mayor of Houston. Goes, try the sun. You're in the neighborhood. Go try the sun. Well, I think it's not that close. I think it's, I don't know. Can we, you guys want to map quest this? How far away is the sun from here?
It's a couple planets over.
Yeah, just a couple planets. All right, we'll try to make it to the sun. What the hell? Since we're out here already in space. What the heck? Now that we're here, we might as well go for the sun too. Why not? I feel like if the sun and the moon had collided yesterday and this whole experiment had ended, we'd be in a better place. Right now, that's the way I feel. You know what I mean?
I would give anything to listen to Sheila Jackson Lee and Elon Musk have a conversation about space travel.
Does anyone want to tell her that Elon Musk just went back to the moon last week? We were in CPAC, Opelka and I drinking bourbon. They were watching the moon landing that Elon Musk's crew did. Does anyone want to tell her that he did that last week or no?
She thinks it's made of gas. I don't think you can land on gas.
Well, the most amazing part about that is that that was met with a collective like, eh, went back to the moon, went to the moon. Like, eh, no big thing. Like, you didn't drive to Lyndhurst, New Jersey. I mean, come on. All right. Well, that's Sheila Jackson Lee for you. That's there you go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in today. And the other dumbest clip of the day is from the President of the United States himself. I'll tell you about that as the show goes on today. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, speaking of rocks, because the moon is made of one, or gas, or cheese, or maybe both. Maybe it's a combo platter. The Rock himself, Dwayne Johnson, says he regrets endorsing Joe Biden for president in 2020. Will not be endorsing him for president in 2024. Cut 24.
You made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
Nope, he's not. And for that, he got called out. And I'll share that reaction with you upon my return. This is the big story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You need a beautiful smile. Everybody does. And there's no one better than Dr. Mike, VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. So my friends from Emmons, Matt and Stephanie, they're coming over for dinner soon. They're great people. I've gotten to know them very, very well over the years, and they've done a lot of work to my home. And when it comes to your bathroom, the question is this. Is it getting a little outdated? Does it need to be remodeled? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let Emmons Design Specialists design a bathroom that you will love, and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days. With custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible. And only 3 days' time. Emmons has finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. Don't wait for a bathroom that is a blend of luxury and functionality, because you can have it now in 3 days' time. Just call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or check out their website at callemmons.com. It's callemmons.com. Now, they remodeled our bathroom in our old house. They did a phenomenal job. Bridget was thrilled. And you know the saying, happy wife, happy life. They loved it. She loved it, and I was so grateful for the work that they did, and they will do a great job for you. We're going to use them to remodel the bathroom in our new home, and I'm excited for that project as well. So let the Emmons team create your perfect bathroom sanctuary while adding real value to your home. Call 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, and tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
See, I was thinking you were going to come back with Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, that'd have been a good one.
Yeah. Because that song was used in Apollo 13.
No, I've never seen it.
It's a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
The part where they get to the gassy moon is riveting.
And they can't land.
I got some great tweets. Let me do a social media check-in. Thanks to our friends from Cherry Hill Volvo. Johnny Cook says, if somehow this winds up turning into the old joke about going to the sun at night, I will kill every one of you. Fair enough. However, there's a number of people who pointed that out. Why don't you just go to the sun at night? It's a fair point. I don't know. Karen Thomas says, Rich, I just asked my young kids, grandkids and their friends, what's the moon made of? They all said rock. I asked them, can we get near the sun? And they said, no. And there you go. Let's see here. Newman Price says, I like how she says the sun is almost impossible to get close to. We're billions of miles away, and you'll scorch yourself if you're outside too long in the summer. Yeah, don't they tell you got to lather up with sunscreen? And didn't we get a whole lecture yesterday not to look at the sun? But somehow she thinks we might get close enough to what? I don't know. Chris Lapolito says, before Sheila Jackson Lee says, I didn't mean our moon, here you go. And he pointed out, are there any moons made of gas? There are no gas moons. In our solar system, we have rocky moons, ocean moons, and frozen ice moons, but there are no gas moons, just for the record. I'd like a nice frozen ice moon. That sounds great. And Newman Price says, everyone knows the moon is made of Stilton cheese. Thank you. The Greater Chris points out that even though the sun is hot, it's a dry heat. That's very important to know. There's not a lot of humidity in the sun.
Just like Arizona.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
Comfortable.
Much more comfortable. I prefer a nice dry heat to the humidity, so maybe we'll make that trip after all. 855-839-1210 if you'd like to weigh in. So Mediaite had this story, and actually I need to thank, you know, it was one of the Zioli Army members who sent this to me, and I have to tell you, I appreciate that when that happens, because in all of the craziness of Twitter, sometimes we get great stuff from there. So Weigh the Dice 77, thank you for sending me the story. It was from Mediaite. It was not a short time ago before we got on the air. USA Today changes Trump abortion headline after Biden campaign torpedoes them in a press call. See the deleted version. So this is what happened. After Trump yesterday came out and gave the comments he gave on what his thoughts are on dealing with abortion, which is a federalist approach where the states will decide this issue since it's not in the federal constitution. And I outlined for you yesterday, listen, if we're going to be consistent on the issue, if we are in fact going to be consistent on the issue of keeping the federal government out of things it does not belong to, then use the guidebook, use the rule book, use the Constitution. If it's not in the Constitution, the federal government doesn't have a say in it. It belongs to the states. I think it's the only approach to the issue that works. Won't please everybody, and obviously you got to fight like hell on the state level. But in the opening remarks in the press call, Biden's campaign person started reading off offending headlines and quotes from the Associated Press, the Washington Post, CNN, and one, as she called it, particularly egregious false headline that was from USA Today. The headline was the following. The will of the people, Trump opposes national abortion ban, says states should decide. That was the original USA Today headline. The will of the people, Trump opposes national abortion ban, says states should decide. That article has since been changed. After 7 hours since it was published, and around 2 hours after the conference call, the old headline was deleted and replaced with one that reads, quote, Donald Trump says states should decide abortion policy, avoids talk of national ban, without noting the change with an editor's note. Here is a little bit from that campaign call where the Biden people started to go after the media for their coverage of this.
It's about what you heard in Trump's video this morning, and perhaps more importantly, what you did not hear in that video. We did not hear Donald Trump denounce the draconian abortion bans impacting 1 in 3 women across the country, like Caitlin, which you're going to hear her talk about. Again, he is, quote, proudly the person responsible for these bans. We did not hear Donald Trump say he would veto federal legislation that his MAGA Republican allies in Congress and Speaker Johnson have put forward that could even ban IVF treatment. We did not hear Trump, a Florida resident, say how he plans to vote on the state's ballot initiative this November. And we did not hear Trump say he opposes the state bans currently in place, which have no exceptions for rape or incest. It's important to remember that the majority of these 21 bans in effect do not have these exceptions. Here's what we do know. Trump has said he'll be, quote, leading the charge in passing a national abortion ban. Trump and his Project 2025 MAGA allies are actively making plans to ban abortion in all 50 states with or without the help of Congress. And Trump is proudly responsible for the nightmare women like Caitlin Cash are living through. Trump kept his word to overturn Roe in his last term, and he will not rest until he has banned abortion across the entire country, period. We all know this, and the coverage needs to reflect it. Yet today, we're still reading headlines that say Trump, quote, declines to endorse a national abortion ban, that Trump, quote, rebuffed pressure to the campaign on a national limit, that Trump, quote, decided to punt the politically fraught issue to the states and not back a national abortion ban. One particularly egregiously false headline even said Trump, quote, opposes a national abortion ban and will leave it up to the, quote, the will of the people. Trump didn't decline anything. All he did was take credit again for the nightmare he created. That's the news that's important here. We cannot.
So after the lecture from the Biden campaign team, USA Today changed the headline. And the first headline was accurate. And the first headline was exactly accurate. But the media does what the media is told. And so they changed the headline to make it what the Biden campaign was happy with. This is what I've been talking about throughout the entire show today. I've been talking about this the entire show today, from NPR to this Mediaite story, Sage Steele, ESPN, where she had to give scripted questions to Joe Biden, who had the scripted answers in order for her to do the interview. The media is corrupt, and we know that. We've been saying that. But my point today is that there are different levels of media. You have to remember that. It's not, you can't just say the mainstream media. You have to realize there's corporate media. And then there's state-run media. And the intersection of the two is getting scarier and scarier, because the other thing that that writer who used to be at NPR exposed was the fact that NPR was very willing to work with the FBI on changing stories and censoring things, very willing to work with the government on changing stories and censoring things. NPR uses language for reasons. They use language for specific purposes. This is what they do. The media is out there to push an ideological agenda. You can't get away from that fact. Now, look, if you are a person who considers yourself to be middle of the road, I have a friend like this, and I genuinely believe that she's trying desperately to just find some place. I mean, she listens to me. She listens to the show. She likes Jon Stewart. She likes Bill Maher. I think she likes to hear different perspectives, but she just would love a middle of the road kind of a thing. I'm sure that when she hears this segment at some point about NPR, hopefully it'll open her eyes to what I've been saying for years, which is that you cannot trust these people. They are not there to give you objective news. It doesn't exist. And I think that's really the lesson here. Stop acting like there is such a thing as objectivity in media. It doesn't exist in this country. It just doesn't. There is no objectivity in media. You got to figure out who you like, who you trust, and you got to go with that, because there's no objectivity. How can you be objective? Let me give you an example. You see what's going on at the border, and yet there are active efforts right now to deal with the language and how that's used. So you'll hear Fox News say it's an invasion. You'll hear me say it's an invasion. You'll hear the corporate media and other types use much different language to talk about the immigration crisis, as they'll put it. What about right here in Philadelphia? I'll give you a great example. The gun violence crisis, as if guns are attacking each other. I mean, just think of language for a moment, because I love language. Just think of language. The gun violence crisis denotes that guns are being violent towards each other. Gun violence, it would be gun violence. Like, if I said to you, the elephant violence crisis, you would think there was a violent elephant. But the elephant is a living object capable of committing violence. It just did. It killed a tourist recently. I mean, you know, I'm sure it didn't mean it, but, or if it did, it had a good reason to do it, but whatever. But a gun's an inanimate object. Gun can't do anything. It takes someone to do something with it. So gun violence crisis denotes that guns are either randomly shooting off or randomly shooting each other. Guns are just firing. It leaves out a very important thing, and that is people pulling the trigger. And what do we call those people? We call those people criminals. So isn't the appropriate term the criminal violence crisis? Of course it is. Of course it is. There's a reason why they don't call it that. because just like in NPR, the corporate media wants to go easy on criminals because of the racist justice system and blah, 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 and the hierarchical racist nature of America's systemic racism and blah, 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 blah. So the gun violence crisis, as if guns are capable of pulling their own trigger in some manner. All right, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, my great friends over there, our studio sponsor. If you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly noticed the road construction. Once you get past that, and it's easy to get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever in trailers. So I went in there a couple weeks ago, took my father-in-law with me. He got a new Volvo XC40. We had a great experience. So don't let the construction deter you. Don't let the renovation deter you. In fact, because of that, they're doing some amazing specials right now. And they are always priding themselves at Cherry Hill Volvo on aggressive incentives to get you into that Volvo. They have all kinds of specials. And during the renovation, they want this to be an amazing, amazing time for you. So please go support them. We broadcast live every day from the Talk Radio 1210 WPHT studios. The Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. And that means something in this day and age of cancel culture and in this day and age of the government funding other radio stations in this city and in the day and age where you've got the corporate media trying to push out a narrative. We only exist because the great sponsors like Cherry Hill Volvo with the studio naming rights. So please reach out to them today by going to Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My great friends over there, they'd love to see you. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.